Now we present for your inspection the humble butler.
Good morning, Master Bruce. Rise and shine, sir.
Good evening. I am Spartacus, the goldman's butler.
Jeffrey, go fetch my tools. You mean your knife and fork?
In American popular culture, the butler tends to serve up comic relief. Or, like Batman's Alfred, he's more of a friend than a servant. But one show has brought back the classic butler with a vengeance. Yep, you public broadcasting types all know Downton Abbey. Mr. Carson oversees the help downstairs. Here he explains the responsibilities to another servant.
To progress in your chosen career, William, you must remember that a good servant at all times retains a sense of pride and dignity that reflects the pride and dignity of the family he serves. And never make me remind you of it again.
Since Downton Abbey made its debut in 2010, the demand for real butlers has surged, particularly in a country that has over a million millionaires.
One of the main reasons that the butler has caught fire in China is just this craze for Downton Abbey over there.
David Katz is a contributing writer for GQ. In a recent piece, he explored the lives of modern-day butlers.
These days, most of the demand is actually coming from wealthy individuals in the emerging markets. Rich Russian oligarchs or vastly wealthy Chinese. In fact, because China is such a booming economy, there is a huge service industry, and even middle-class Chinese can hire servants now. But when you're talking about hiring a proper British butler, the guy in the uniform obeys a certain protocol of service, what you're hiring is essentially a status symbol.
So the Chinese employer doesn't want a Chinese butler, though. They want Jeeves.
That's right. They want an Anglo person that telegraphs to their other equally wealthy friends that they can afford to do this.
So you went to butler school. Where is this place? What's it like?
It is in the UK, in London. And the school that I went to, and there are several, is designed to take people who already have pretty serious service experience and really take them to the next level of butling, which, by the way, is the real and proper word for what butlers do. So much of being a butler is what you don't do in front of your principals. I mean,
principal is your...
Right, that's butler speak for the very rich person whose beck and call you are constantly at. Our instructor himself, a lifelong butler, said, imagine that you're serving a dinner party for your principal and you get a call from your wife or your partner that your child is sick. What do you do? Now, almost everyone in the class, and keep in mind, these are people with a large degree of service experience, said, okay, well, you get someone else to cover. You make sure everything is set. We were all chastised. Your employer should never even know that your child is sick. Your problems, we were told, are not your employer's problems. And if you can't deal with that, the life of proper British butler is not a life for you.
Wow. So that's an extreme level of dedication. How well do they get paid?
Very well. It obviously depends on the market. In places like the UK or even in the US, you'll start maybe at $30,000 a year and then quickly work your way up to several hundred thousand dollars a year once you're more established. However, if you go someplace where the butler demand is really, really high right now, such as Dubai or a lot of places in China, you can start at $60,000 a year and not even have to apprentice as an underbutler before you're head of household.
Hmm. And do they tend to stay with their principal for their lifetime, like Alfred and Batman, or is that...
Very much no these days, actually. They used to, and there's a certain pride in those that do. But because of the great demand, like with any great market, there's been a lot of jumping around lately. And this kind of bugs some of the older butlers. They see guys staying with people for 2 to 3 years and then jumping to be paid more or have an easier life.
So when you were in butler school, what was hardest about it for you? Because butling is not something you're aspiring to.
One, it was just the kind of practical ability to serve. I'm not very good at it, and I would drop arugula, and, you know, it was just, I was a mess. But my bigger problem was I had a very hard time keeping my ego in check. You know, you cannot resent the people that you are serving. You have to believe in service as something beautiful in itself. And you hear them often say, we serve, but we're never servile. They really believe in what they do. And oftentimes, they believe they know more than the nouveau riche employers that have hired them, that it's their job to impart a certain wisdom to these people. And so that's why if they feel like their boss is just hopeless, oftentimes they'll walk away and get another job.
David Katz is a contributing writer for GQ. His piece, The Real Butlers of the 0.001%, is in the May issue. David, thank you.
Thank you.